Oh my goodness, I cannot wait for you to meet my next guest. This is Max. Afternoon, Max.
Yeah.
How are you?
Great.
How old are you, Max?
Three.
You're three. Now this is Claire. This is Max's mummy. Now you got in touch with me because you have a very special Christmas request. Obviously, you very sadly lost your own parents 11 years ago. And I guess at this time of year, and I think a lot of people who've lost loved ones feel this, that hole seems greater than ever.
It certainly does. When my mother and father died, it was 11 years ago for my mum and 10 years ago for my dad, the hole that was left was just gigantic. All the traditions that we followed at Christmas time were suddenly gone. And myself and my sister felt very lost. We didn't know what to do. We didn't know how to celebrate. Everything just seems so alien. Mm. It's taken quite a long time to accept Christmas again, but now I've got a family of my own. That gap almost seems so much bigger because there's a whole generation that's just not there anymore. And that sort of then filters through to the rest of the year. So, yeah, this time of year is a bit tricky.
Oh, it's okay. What do you want to say, Max?
What's up?
What's a tomato say to another tomato?
I don't know. What does one tomato say to another tomato?
You go ahead and I catch up.
I love the fact you're just coming out with jokes. Excuse me, young man. This is my show. You are brilliant. Wow. A career on the radio beckons for young Max.
I think maybe.
Listen, you got any other jokes? You just feel free. You just share them with us,
won't
you?
You'll regret saying that.
Oh, really? Well, a joke book then will be one present.
Yes, there we go. There we go. Yep.
But it would be lovely, wouldn't it, if we could find a grandma or a granddad for Max, for both of you,
it would be absolutely amazing.
As you say, that relationship with someone from an older generation.
Absolutely. I mean, I have in previous years tried various agencies and various companies to see whether we could go about adopting one ourselves, and we just haven't had any luck. There seems to be so much bureaucracy kind of surrounding issues like this, and a lot of it is safety, and I understand that.
Yeah.
But there's just so, especially in Sussex, there's just so many of the older generation lonely at this time of year, actually lonely full stop, that don't have families, and we're a family looking to bring somebody else in and looking to grow.
You're right, it seems like a crazy situation. You've got some elderly people sat at home on their own, don't get to see anyone day to day, maybe a carer, that's it, at the postman if they're lucky, and then there's you and there's Max, and he'd love nothing more than to have a grandma or a granddad in his life. Now, Max, what do you think a grandma is? If you were going to explain to me, describe to me a grandma, what does a grandma look like?
Old.
Old, yep. He's right.
Yes.
Yeah, can't argue with the logic.
What else? What colour hair do you think she might have?
Grey.
Grey hair, yeah. What do you think Grandma might wear?
I don't know.
Would she wear a dress? Or skirt? Or a onesie?
Hot pants? You never know. And what do you think Grandma's like to do?
Work,
yeah. What else do you think they like to do? Do you think they like to read books, maybe? Go
knit?
To the park?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all of that. And do you like to read books?
Yes.
And do you like to go to the park?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it would be a perfect match then, wouldn't it? It would be brilliant. Have you got another joke for me? Go on then.
What does a potato say to another potato?
I don't know. What does one potato say to another potato?
You go ahead and I potato.